Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning.
We can get this started with Matt Kawahara.
Morning, Tyler. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. What are your early impressions of your first camp?
I'm just super thankful to be out here. I mean, I'm learning a lot from all the coaches, all the players. So, I mean, I'm just having a great time, having fun. So, I just learn a lot.
Who are some of the pitchers that you've caught so far? What have been your impressions?
I mean, I've caught Manaea, Nick Turley, Mike Fiers, Bassett, all those big name guys. So it's been a good experience. It's been fun. So I've been just really enjoying my time.
Vince Catronio.
Good morning, Tyler. I just wonder if you would just go back to the alternate site summer in San Jose, what that experience was like in a year where players are looking for development, and you had major league experience guys that you were getting a chance to work with and in an environment that allowed you to have conversation and whatnot. What was it like?
Yeah, going back to the alternate site, I thought that was actually pretty huge for my first step into professional baseball. I got to kind of learn how to go about my business. I got to see how some of those big league guys did different things, whether that's in the cage or on the field. So I think for me, it was really big. Just to kind of be able to learn and kind of see how those older guys go about their business.
And one follow-up, kind of fast forwarding, do you have any spring training memories with your dad going to camp? Were you hit balls in the backfield or kind of thing? Were you down at part of the spring training experience at all?
I was not. I don't really remember a whole lot from my dad's career. I don't really think I was born yet, to be honest.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Melissa Lockard.
Are there any of the catchers that you're working with particular that you're kind of learning defensive tricks from, or any of the coaches that you think have really helped you so far?
I think just in all the catchers, I think we're learning a lot from Marcus. He's done a really good job with us. I've taken a lot of stuff away from him. So he's been really big for me. Also, Gabriel Ortiz, our catching coordinator, he's been a big help with me as well. So I think just all of us and all have been taking a lot away from them. I got to be around Murphy a little bit yesterday for the first time, so that was cool. I got to meet him and talk with him a little bit. So I think that's kind of where we all are with that.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Tyler. With this being your first big league camp, I mean, what's kind of the focus here? I mean, obviously, you know, it's kind of more just getting your feet wet this spring, but is there anything particular, defensively or offensively, that you're kind of keying in on trying to improve while you're here? And then obviously, you know, as the season goes on, you'll do that too. But here in camp, is there any focus that you have?
Yeah, I mean, just to learn as much as I can defensively and offensively. I mean, I also want to leave a good impression on these guys. I mean, show them kind of what I'm all about. And, but yeah, definitely I'm taking a lot of weight defensively. Same hitting wise. So, I mean, I just think I'm trying to leave a good impression and just kind of show them what I'm all about.
And we also talked to Dalton a few days ago, and he mentioned that it was kind of weird seeing you here now that, you know, you guys were throwing partners for so long back in Turlock. Have you kind of talked to him about that, about how that journey that's, you know, kind of coming full circle now? You guys were once, you know, playing high school, and now you're both in the same
Yep. It's definitely pretty crazy. I also remember I was super little. My dad used to give him pitching lessons, and I would just kind of be out there running around, just kind of watching him. I kind of followed his career when he went to Cal, and I would always go to his games to watch. And then as I got older, I kind of started to get more into it, and it's kind of crazy. I ended up getting drafted by Oakland. I mean, we were working out a little bit before the draft, not even really thinking that I would be drafted to the A's, and it's crazy that come draft day we're now teammates, so it's pretty awesome.
Matt?
Marcus Jensen said that you have, since being drafted, already put in a lot of work on just the defensive aspect of catching with Gabe Ortiz, like you mentioned. I was wondering if you could say specifically some of the things that you've worked on and where you feel like you can make strides on the defensive side.
Yeah, I think we've just been working on a little bit of everything. I mean, coming in, my blocking wasn't as strong, but I think right now I feel super good. I mean, I feel like I can hang with anyone right now. I mean, my defense is definitely taking a big step, and I'm kind of excited to show everyone because, I mean, I've got some knocks there. But, I mean, I think my defense is right now pretty good. So I'm excited to go out and play the season and kind of show everyone, like, how good my defense has come.
Vince?
Tyler, kind of following up on that from the offensive side, I know it's always going to be making adjustments over the course of any season, but when you started at San Jose in terms of having conversations and just performing, have you made much, like, I've opened my stance or I've lowered my hands, I've worked on a couple of them things. What's happening with you offensively?
Yeah, from a hitting standpoint, I mean, I've always been super simple. I mean, I really don't make a whole lot of changes. I mean, my mindset is always super clear-minded in the box. I mean, I don't have too many thoughts going on. So offensively, I think just getting bigger and stronger, just kind of growing into my body more, just kind of keep developing as a player. But, yeah, I mean, offensively, everything's the same. I don't really change anything with that ever. So keep developing there.
Jess Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Tyler, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So bonding with pitchers is obviously a big part of your game. What is your approach when it comes to developing a relationship with those pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, just at first, just kind of obviously introduce yourself, have a little small talk, see like where they're from and all that, and then just kind of go over their pitches, what they like to throw, when they like to throw it. Just ask them like if they would like me to do anything specific behind the plate, just kind of start from there. And then I think the end thing is just ultimately building trust with them. I mean, just getting to catch them, catch their bullpens, catch them in games. So that takes a little bit of time building that trust. But I think those few steps I stated were kind of where I started and then just kind of ended up building that trust.
Awesome. I have one more. Growing up, did you model your game after any catcher?
Not really. I mean, it really wasn't. I really didn't model my game after anyone. I just kind of watched, just enjoyed watching. But yeah, no, not really.
Awesome. Thank you. Melissa?
I know it's just spring training, but how excited are you to actually get into a game that there'll be a box score for and people will actually be able to see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everyone, just not including me, everyone's super excited. I mean, my last game was, I think, my senior year. We only got to play 5 games, so that was almost probably over a year now. So I'm definitely super excited, especially to be playing in the A's organization now. It makes it a little bit more exciting, too, so.
Bob Melvin the other day was talking about just how you seem pretty comfortable and confident for such a young guy being in your first camp. I was wondering if there's been a moment at all where that went away for a little bit and it was kind of eye-opening for you so far.
I think the first day our full squad workout, we had all like the whole team together, was a little eye-opening, just kind of be around like the whole team. It was a little more nerve-wracking that day, but, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable. I mean, I got to build some relationships at the alternate side, and I think that kind of carried over a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable with everyone. I'm just having a good time, having fun, so it's been good.
And have you been, has it been fun for you or just to catch any particular pitchers, anybody that you've worked with so far that was really
stood out? Not really. I mean, all of them. I like catching them all, so. Don't really want to single anyone out, but I enjoy catching all.
Vince?
Tyler, any Coliseum memories growing up, seeing any games or anything along those lines?
A couple, just with I go with my family sometimes to watch a game or two, but not too many memories though.
Anybody you wanted to, when you went, you recall, like, I really wanted to see so-and-so play or catch or pitch?
To be honest, not really. I guess I really didn't really pay attention to it that much, to be honest, but I just kind of went and had fun, watched the game.
All right. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Tyler.